Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on Friday. It's day two of the 2022 NFL Draft. We'll be live tonight at Cheesehead TV once again. Thank you to everybody who showed up last night. We had a ball, really good time, tons of fun guests. Great to hear from Patreon members from around the world. So much fun. And the Green Bay Packers selecting two defensive prospects out of Georgia, eschewing the wide receiver position, setting Twitter ablaze. Tons of fun. Had so much fun. And as the title of this video suggests, patience. Or as Obi-Wan Kenobi says, patience. You have to think they'll come out of tonight with a wide receiver, possibly two. But even if they don't, as Brian said yesterday, not compelled to take a player just because he has wide receiver after his name. Going to be a lot of fun. Good to see everybody in the comments section. Thanks so much for hanging out and dealing with my late start here this afternoon, but had some stuff I had to do this morning. Vex, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. I have a phone interview in 20 minutes. Can I get a good luck shout out? And Packers fans will never be happy with who we draft, but I love defense and new Packers. Vex, good luck with your phone call. Hope all goes well. Go Pack, go. Most hated Minnesotan, what's up? Hope you're doing well. Thanks for showing up last night, man. It was good to see you. Let me see who we got. We got Mark. What's going on, Mark? Everyone chill. They're going to trade up for Watson or Pickens, R-E-L-A-X. I mean, they could. Certainly interesting that yesterday evening was the most trades we have ever seen in the first round of an NFL draft, and Brian stayed put. And look, that it's just smart drafting, people. If there's a run on wide receivers, which there certainly was, that means other positions are being pushed down the board. Brian let it fall to him, and it fell quite well. Now, I admit, I was very surprised at the linebacker selection. Defensive tackle, defensive lineman, not as surprised. But inside backer, yeah, of course I was surprised, considering, you know, the way we have perceived their value, how they value that position, after just handing the contract they did to Vondre Campbell. Didn't think that inside backer was going to be in the mix, so to speak. But I will tell you what, Walker was mocked to the Packers by like three or four different national guys. All I want to know is who sent the group text from 1265 Lombardi? Because, wow, he was seriously in like three or four different major mocks across the national landscape suddenly this past week. So somebody knew something. That's all I know. Dustin, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Nags, I love the picks. Defense about to be elite. Let Rodgers win with 24-point games. We can still get more Pickens, Watson, etc. Yeah, I mean, look, they're undoubtedly going to be targeting wide receiver today, but yeah, I just, this kind of insatiable desire to fill out depth charts in late April is kind of crazy to me. I mean, I understand it. I get it. I understand what drives the coverage of the draft and how you're selling hope and who is Rodgers going to throw to, etc. But man, they could play Sunday. They don't, but they could play Sunday and put up 30 with the people they have on hand. You gotta let it play out. It's about investment early on in the draft, and that's what the Packers are doing. Quinn, what's up? Love the meltdown. The picks were great last night. Yes, they were. Marshall, what's going on? Love the two picks. Fans who are complaining should note that it has been 16 years since they drafted an inside backer in the first round, A.J. Hawk. So they broke that streak. They didn't break the wide receiver streak, but they broke the inside backer streak. And they didn't do it in the top 10. So it's nice. A kid can fly, too, I'm telling you. Dylan, what's up? Interesting. Rodgers thought Tay was coming back. Wonder how pissed he was slash is. Yeah, I mean, it's that whole timeline is very, very interesting. And you know, it's pretty clear we haven't got a full view behind the curtain, so to speak, a TikTok, if you will, of how things actually proceeded and went down there. But yeah, I don't think I would highly doubt he's, quote, pissed. It's clear that, you know, Devontae is his own man and maybe didn't keep as much close counsel with Rodgers as maybe we all thought. But yeah, it would be interesting to see if that true kind of timeline ever comes out. Johnny, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Winter is coming for Summers. Brandy, that could have been Brandy writing that. That's well done, Johnny. Big Cheese, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Personally loved the two picks last night. They were never going to trade up if the price was too rich. And guess what? It was. Aaron signed off, and that's all I need. Yeah, I mean, I liked Aaron on McAfee last night saying, got to have trust in the front office. Couldn't agree more. We heard Tom Crabtree on the stream last night at Cheesehead TV echoing those thoughts. So I'm down with it, definitely. Ben, what's up? Love the picks. Defense going to be a problem for teams next year. Six teams taking wide receivers yesterday means there's less picking today. No need to reach. I would hope so. And that's one of the reasons why I think, you know, I know people, we've already had somebody suggest that they might trade up. It is a possibility. Again, depends on Brian's feeling about a particular player. But I still think they're going to let the board fall to them. I really do. Jocelyn, thanks for the super chat. From Willis Bowman in San Francisco to David White in Tampa Bay, best defenses of the past decade plus have had two stud inside backers. Getting to see this defense dominate the middle of the field. That is such a great point. And it's kind of in line and in tune with what we heard from Goody last night. You know, the ability this gives them as far as what kind of looks they give personnel-wise, what offenses are going to, you know, try to be figuring out, you know, you're not tipping your hand. Most likely by keeping two backers on the field now, that you can take advantage of that with some speed. Well, guess what? Walker in particular can fly. So, yeah, I really like the potential, and that's all it is right now, is the potential. But, yeah, the potential is there to have a really strong middle of the defense, which would be sweet. AJ, what's up, man? Defense, they did it in 2019, drafting Gary after signing Z and Preston. Did the same thing here, drafting Walker after extending Campbell. And Goody, I trust. It's a good point, man. And I believe it was Paul Bredel who had wrote that in the lead-up to the draft, kind of pointing that out. And it's spot on, as usual, from Paul. Marshall, thanks. Do you think Goody trades up higher in the second round to get a wide receiver? Another run on wide receivers may happen early. I don't, actually. I think he's going to let the board fall to him. Tyler, what's going on? Watson 6'4", fast, huge, vertical. Let's go. Yeah. Yes, please. Yes. Can I say yes? Yes. Soder, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. I'm all good with playing defense and running the damn ball. Well, got to run the damn ball. That's part of that. But yes, I'm all in on that idea. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? How you doing? Overshadow Sean, how's it going, man? Faux show. That's what I'm talking about. I like it. Too old for this. What's going on? We have a truly complicated fan base. We got a complicated fella at QB. We got a complicated fan base to match. It makes sense. Carl, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Hey, Nags. Looks like we're starting the Georgia Bulldogs. North location. Loving the looks of this D. Do you think Quay can play edge, too? I think that might be a stretch, but I'm sure they'll move him around. No doubt about that. Luke, what's going on? Thanks for the super chat. Thanks for the great time last night. Unfortunately, I'm going to miss part of tonight as I have a date night with the wifey. Keep carrying the G. Well, Luke, you guys have a great time. We will be carrying the G in your stead. Thanks for joining last night. It was great to see you. Great to see all the Patreon members last night. Chris, what's up? I'm sorry, but Mel Kiper can go away anytime now. Here, I've got a magic elixir for you. Don't watch him. It's real easy. You're the consumer. You have the control. You have the power. Just don't watch it. It's easy. Hendrick, what's up? Hey, Nags. Thank you and Corey for the draft Patreon party. I stayed up all night, 5 a.m., and had a ball. Love the picks. Hope I won't fall asleep early tonight. Greetings from across the pond. Go Pack Go. Thank you, Hendrick. Thanks for stopping by, and thank you for the super chat. Really, really appreciate it. What else we got here? Sean, what's going on, buddy? What's wrong with the movie Draft Day? What am I missing about it not being realistic? It's just a bad movie, man. It's a bad movie. It's a bad movie. Most Hated, what's up, man? Nags, if you get an opportunity to ask Gutekunst or Matt LaFleur, can you ask why they chose Quay over Wyatt? I thought Wyatt was a better choice at 22, but thrilled about the D for this year. Try to run against us now. Well, I won't be getting the opportunity to ask them anything until probably training camp. But you know, by that point, I'm pretty sure the draft will be in the rearview mirror. As far as subjects go in the media. But look, they have their reasons, right? 100%. And They're Green Bay Packers now, and I'm stoked for it, if you'll pardon the expression. Gary, what's up? Quay Walker bonus, 500-plus snaps on special teams. I mean, anything, right? Anything to give that that part of the team a boost. And I know Gutekunst mentioned that a little bit last night as far as the ability to get him on the field for teams. Those body types, man, and some speed and some nastiness. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. It's what they need desperately. Patricia, thanks. Oh, is it Patricia? Patricio. Sorry. Waller trade still a possibility? Thanks for all you do for us fans, Nags. You got to think no at this point. I know they talked, but it sure sounds like things either fell apart or didn't go anywhere. I know I've already had some people in the chat saying fake news or whatever. I'm comfortable with it. Y'all can think what you want. And I also saw other people backing me up, so thank you. But I'll just reiterate what I said. I believe here yesterday, and I also said on a podcast somewhere, I didn't just wake up and make it up. And if you think that, I don't need you in my life. Cool. Grim Chief, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. Just don't want to see them come out on third down and five wide, Rodgers' favorite formation, with Lazard, Cobb, Amari, Winfrey, and DeGuara as the only options. Sammy Watkins. Hello. It really feels like everybody has forgotten that they signed Sammy Watkins. And that only happened like a week ago or so. Like, Watkins is going to be legit. I understand he has had some injury issues, but, you know, he is a first round wide receiver, which everybody wants for Aaron, right? Like, he's going to be a problem in this offense, a problem for defenses, a legit problem. Is it going to be Devontae? Of course not. But don't sleep on him, you know? But I hear you. The five wide thing, I feel what you're saying. Who would BJ Raji draft next? Probably another defensive lineman. How in the universe is Grassi still on the board? I know. It's just unbelievable to me. Grassi, still out there. Ramage, still available. Banky, probably top of the board. Tons of options. Tons of options. 50 Shades of Quay in the nickel. Brandy. Oh, what about the other big dog? He's got two Bulldogs. Members of Green Bay. Yeah, I love it. Wait, here we go. AJ, what's going on? Jair extension soon? I would think, I would hope before training camp, but nothing's for certain. I know they've been talking. Of that, we know that's rock solid, but outside of that, I have no timetables. But my hope is that they get it done before camp. But we shall see. Johnny, what's going on? I feel conflicted about Wyatt. I think he could be a dude, but his alleged domestic issues are a bitter pill. Not judging him, it just makes me queasy. I hear you, and I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, instantly last night, as soon as the pick was made, my Twitter feed was filled with people discussing the incidents and the misdemeanors that he has been charged with, etc. I encourage everybody to read the incident report in question when it comes to the quote domestic abuse allegation. As Brian said at the podium last night, the young man never put his hands on anyone, never harmed a person. He did kick in a door after an argument, among other things, and clearly had a bit of an anger issue thing going on there. But if the Packers, who have obviously spent untold amounts of time, utilized incredible amounts of resources to dive into this young man and his character and who he is, are comfortable selecting him in the first round of the NFL draft, I am ready to give the kid the benefit of the doubt for a very long time. You know, he is now a professional and he will have to carry the G, so to speak. But the Packers would not have made that selection if they didn't feel good about it, the good about him. And again, I encourage you to read the incident report. It's not hard to find. And that's where I'm going to leave it there. I'll let people do their own work on that. But I'm glad you asked. Herschel, thanks for the super chat. The last time Packers got a linebacker and a defensive tackle in the first round, Matthews and Raji. I have faith. That was a great night. I was at Radio City that night, and I'll never forget. I was walking to go get a drink of water, and then all of a sudden, over the intercom, they said the Packers have traded up for what ended up being the Clay Matthews pick. That was an electric night. That was a good time. Here's hoping. come on. You know, we don't cater to casuals. I'm just poking fun at Tom. You guys know I love Grassi. He's the man, the myth, the legend. He's exploded on YouTube. He is absolutely awesome on that platform. You know, there. I mean, I can only tip my cap. But we don't cater to casuals here at Cheesehead TV. This is how we roll. William, what's up? Andrew Whitworth talking before our pick was agony. I had so many people talking about this. This is why you watch the Cheesehead TV draft party. See, it was funny though, because I was like, I had NFL Network on and we were live and we were talking, but I did kind of register in my mind, like, man, he's been talking for a while. So funny. Javon, what's up, man? Hey, Nags. All I can say is listening to media pundits lose their absolute minds over three picks gave me a tingle. Over these picks gave me a tingle. I mean, it's all surface level nonsense. It doesn't mean anything. It's all entertainment. So you can take it all with a gigantic grain of salt. You know, now, of course, some people are more knowledgeable than others. And there are, of course, points to be made when it comes to the Packers eschewing wide receiver for the last 20 plus years in the first round. Like, I get all that. But man, these instant, like, you know, talking head stuff, like, it's all pretty surface level and you can safely set to ignore. Odds, Aaron Jones wears a sombrero tonight. Brandy, I think the odds are high. The odds are very, very high. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I'm going to have to cut this short, but I will be live tonight with Corey all night long for rounds 2 and 3 right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please join me tonight. And thank you for joining me here today. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. I'll see you tonight. Go Pack, go.